Hello, good morning, good evening, and good whatever time it is where you're listening from. You have just tuned in to the BPC, also known as the Broken Pieces Chronicles podcast, all about the BS, but there's no BS here. Just what once was broken spirits that are now whole spirits, picking up pieces and turning them to power each week. It's time to get ready, get set, and press play. So sit back, relax, and do whatever you do to unwind, because it's conversation time, people. Let's go and let's grow, because if you're going to go through it, you might as well grow through it. All right, people, welcome back to the BPC, Broken Pieces Chronicles podcast, all about the BS. And what episode last week? 'Tis the season to be jolly or not. And I left you all hanging on this whole thing about in order to be jolly, you needed to not be cuffing or being cuffed up so you can have love. And I made love into an acronym that meant limitless, overwhelming, vulnerability, and always having new emotions, emotional renewal, however you want to call it. It was in my heart as I got toward the end of the podcast to really dig in to this love thing. Crazy thing is, I'm recording a little bit later than usual. I was going to apologize for it, but I promise you guys to always be vulnerable. You know, which is one of the V's, was the V in the love. If I tell you guys at the end of the podcast, I love you guys to life, I have to be vulnerable all the time, be transparent. That's what makes this podcast different. So when once something came or whatever time I used the record came, I didn't feel like recording. And I tell you why. Because I'm sitting here walking out everything I talk about. I'm sitting here choosing not to be cuffed up. So I won't get cuffed up. waiting to be jolly. I'm jolly with God. My faith is strong. Let me keep it 100. But I'm still a human. So in that waiting period of the person that you're going to come to agree, who's agreeable to you, who's your jolly, you're still waiting on love. And you want a lot. What is a lot? It is a lifetime of togetherness. That is what being jolly is about. So today we're going to dig into this love thing. We're going to end with a lot. Then next we're going to go somewhere that when I tell you it was not planned, it wasn't planned. But when I got this morning, it's going to be a heater, but I'm not going to tell you to then. So anyway, excuse me, I'm also working with a tender throat. Okay, I said something last week about being in agreement and alignment and how y'all going to be the same in the summer, but y'all going to be totally different when it comes to complementing each other's strengths and weaknesses. So let me start out by saying the things you need to agree to be agreeable with, to be in alignment with, very simple. I call these the core values. And a wise man once said, how can two walk together unless they agree? Google it. You want to find out where it came from. Google the statement where it did. How can two walk together unless they agree? It's going to point you back to a direction. That's interesting. So three things need to be in alignment. Like I tell you all the time, no judgment here. You know what my faith is. What your faith may be, could be totally different from mine because I got people listening from everywhere. So the first agreement needs to be this, before we get into what this love thing is and dig a little deeper. Y'all got to be in alignment from a faith standpoint. Because if y'all not, y'all already set up for failure. I cannot be believing in one thing and your faith foundation is another thing. We can't build a house together. Not at all. Unless one of us can be willing to tear down our faith house. And is that fair to you? Unless you feel your faith circle foundation is not getting He's not getting the job done. You're not seeing the manifestation in the natural from your spiritual life. So the first alignment is faith alignment. The second alignment, and matter of fact, before I go any further, another statement this wise man once said, do not be unevenly yoked. If you don't know what that means, back in the days, oxen used to walk when they did the field. The foreman yoked them together. They had to sting around their neck, but they only could go the same direction. They tried to go the opposite direction when no progress would happen because they would pull at each other. So it was locked facing the same direction. So if you're unevenly yoked to somebody and not aligned or walking together with them, you're going to literally end up walking in reverse because time doesn't stop. So even if you stop moving, time is still moving. That's why it's so important that all these things that you be in alignment and be yoked to the right person. The next thing is family alignment. Family alignment, what more do I need to say? If you both don't value family, one of you value family, the other one doesn't, that can create a problem later. I'm not talking about value your family to the point to where you put your family before your spouse or your significant other. I mean value the ideal of family. Because family is the first guard. What you have in your home, what you have relationship with those who have of your bloodline, and some not of your bloodline, but you call family, y'all need to be in alignment in the area. Or guess what? Same thing. It's not going to work. You will not have jolly or agreement. And the last one, financial alignment. If you look up what the number one cause is for divorce, you'll find out financial situations or at times whatever. Financial transparency was one of the top reasons people get divorced. Because they go inspecting one thing and it's another that's really going on when they get into that person's financial struggles or challenges, whatever. So those are core things that need to be in alignment. Now, with that being said, if those core values are there, now you can work on the love. So what is the love? What is the L? Last week I told you limitless was the L. But when I say limitless, I want you to understand this. You want limitless, meaning it just keeps coming. Amount of joy. Limitless amount of unconditional love that I want to always talk about in other podcasts. And limitless peace. And what limitless peace means that it's not saying there's always going to be moments where you never have. Let me rephrase that. It's not saying you won't have moments of conflict. It's just saying even those moments of conflict, y'all will have the peace that surpasses all your natural understanding to work through them and come to amicable solution to the problem, whether it be to agree, disagree. And y'all move on from it, but you keep your peace. Because if you think about it, if you guys are yoked together and meant to be in each other's lives for purpose, there's going to be moments where y'all are used to prune each other. And when that happens, it's going to be moments of conflict. But moments of conflict are going to cause growth and cause pruning, which is where you cut something bad off to make something better and create the growth to be able to continue to produce in that area. Limits. And the O. The O stands for overwhelmed. Well, let me give you a definition of overwhelmed. Not the past tense, but the present tense. That's when something gains complete control or victory over an area. So that joy, unconditional love and peace. What my prayer is for you is that you get overwhelming where it just takes over your life of joy with no limits. Overwhelming unconditional love with no limits. Overwhelming peace. Because you get the L and the O, I'm going to play with this. In your lowest moments, yes, I know it's missing the W, so L-O, but I understood W. In the low moments of your life, that limitless joy, limitless unconditional love, limitless peace, that you're being overwhelmed by from your partner, significant other, it gets you through some of the lowest valleys in your life as you get ready to go up to your next mountaintop. Because if y'all have that, and y'all have the core values in place, you know it's your faith circle keeping you together. That's what it is. No matter how low you get, the next high point will be higher than it was prior to that low point, because you have the L and the O. So you ready to go in that first break? Won't you focus on those things? And so asking yourself those questions about those core values, if you're seeing somebody, I met somebody, and then figure out if you need to have a conversation with that person. People you might be entertaining more than one, just because you're in the dating phase. And so you might have your top three, top five, and you narrow it down to who you're going to date exclusively. Have those core value conversations, because those core values in place, you won't never see a low moment with them anyway. If you won't see a low moment with them, you won't ever see a high one. But if you see a low moment with them, you're going to have all those other things that limitless joy, unconditional love, and peace that is overwhelming you in every aspect of your life, a part of that new relationship and new thing. Because now you're jolly and you're not cut. Like I said last week. All right, I'm Miracles One. Thank you for bearing with me and my voice. I'll be back in 36 seconds. All right, people, we're back for the second segment of the Broken Pieces Chronicles podcast, all about the BS, episode 45 of 2023. And we just dealt with the Lord of Love, the L and the O. And now it's time to deal with the V and the E. The V. One word. Vulnerability. What is vulnerability? It's the act of being vulnerable. What is being vulnerable? Being vulnerable means this. Being in a position where other people can hurt you often it means expressing the sides of yourself about which you have the least confidence or certainty in allowing others to respond to them. I know prior to this episode, we talked about your ugly in a positive way. But being vulnerable talks about your ugly, the things that you don't like, about your past, about where you are now, whether it be mentally, emotionally, spiritually, whatever it is. But that's what your ugly is. And you want a lot of love. So you can have this a lot, like a lifetime of togetherness with your partner. In order to have that, one of the key components, I believe, is the ability to be vulnerable and being vulnerable in such a way where if I give you information in the heat of an argument, in the heat of a disagreement, you're not going to use something I gave you in a moment of vulnerability as a weapon to hurt me later. And I'm not going to do it to you. Because if you use that V, let's say you use that V, use that power given to you for my vulnerability or your, I use it from your vulnerability. In a low moment, but we're going through a valley and we got all this limitless, overwhelming things I talked about in the last segment. And all of a sudden, because we have a disagreement, because disagreement will come when you least expect it. And a lot of times they come in low moments because then your soul knows when to attack at your weakest point. When you're in a valley, it's easy to attack in a valley because you're already struggling trying to get back up to the mountaintop. If you hit me where you know it's going to hurt in that moment, or I hit you with the information you gave me in a vulnerable position, I could break everything we've been building in that moment. You could break everything we've been building in that moment because I took what you gave me in safety in what should have been a safe place. Because at the end of the day, in order for me to be vulnerable with you, you need to be vulnerable with me. I need to give you a space to be safe. And you know you can trust the information. You know I would never use it against you, and you would never use it against me. Because that place is actually a place of power. Because I know if I can give you my worst, I can trust you with my best. Because you didn't use my worst against me. I didn't use your worst against you. And once we got the worst out, there's no cracks in our foundation for somebody to come with that bull crap. I'm trying to say this, and the third about our past or whatever. Because you gave me a place to be safe. And a space to be safe at. And I did the same for you. By allowing you to be vulnerable. You know what that does? It leads into the second thing. We can have emotions that are constantly being renewed. Constantly being made new. You know why? Because of all the limitless joy, love, peace, unconditional love, and the overwhelming nature of it, and the fact I'm vulnerable, will allow me to always learn to love you even more. Allow you the space to be able to love me even more. To allow us the space to constantly be creating ideas to keep dating forever. Never stop dating. Once you met her through dating, or you met him through dating, or whatever pronouns people might use, everybody's listening, y'all. No judgment here. Don't stop loving. Don't stop dating. If you stop dating, you're going to kill the V, you're going to kill the O, you're going to kill the L, and you'll be left with one E, and the E is going to be empty. Because you didn't keep filling the tank back up. Because that person needs to feel what you feel towards them. And then as you give them that, it should be reciprocated back to you as long as the ground is good. But by now, you should have had that part figured out if the ground was good or not. Because you did your homework from the core value, the things that matter when it comes to having a lifetime of togetherness. So, this is not going to be a long podcast, but I believe it's going to be an impactful one. Because we're going to go into our last break. And I'm working through a tender rope through sign because my sinus is draining. But I told y'all, no matter what, I come back to this mic each week. And I tell you how I'm feeling. Because I'm feeling a little vulnerable right now, to be honest with you. Because all those things I just talked about, I'd be lying to you if I tell you I don't want or need in my life right now. Am I lonely? No, not at all. I have a beautiful daughter. I have some beautiful daughters. My oldest is older. We talk. My baby girl's here with me a lot. And at the end of the day, I still got God supplying all my needs according to his riches and glory. Like I said, he said, even he says it's not good for man to be alone. And that human side of me is starting to pray for that he has for me. But I've taken December as a month to set off time for him to get closer, get clarity. So I get everything right going into this new year and have the right people and everything else around me. So we're going to the last break. We're going to close this thing down with a lot. We're going to get ready for next week. All right. No call to action this time. Just a call to clarity. I hope you're absorbing everything I've given you so far. It's Miracles One on our last break. Be back in 36 seconds. All right, people, I'm back for the conclusion. episode 45, 2023. What's love got to do with it? A lot. A lifetime of togetherness. So, we talked about the things that's important for you to have a lot. We dug into the love thing even deeper than we did. We talked about it last week during cuffing, or the cuffing versus jolly season, cuffing season versus jolly season. We really pull it back so you can really start seeing what you need to see. So this year will be different than last year with your personal relationships, and you find the love of your life, your purpose and destiny partner. So this is my prayer, that you start living a life of a lot, a lifetime of togetherness in every aspect of your life, but especially the one at home. Because I believe you're about to unwrap your greatest present that's going to be presented to you before the end of the year. If it doesn't happen before the end of the year, it's coming soon. Because I'm waiting on mine too. But I'm also going, I'm using December to spend time with, for me, my faith circle, with Abba, God, who's the greatest father to me ever. My natural father's amazing, but can't touch God on that one. And knowing if I put him first, if I seek ye first, kingdom of heaven, all his righteousness, all those other things be added to you. So if I seek the greatest gift ever given, I get whatever gifts I need when that time has come. And my prayer for you is that you get whatever gift you need in this season. And like I always say, I'm not going to force it on you. But if you want to have a life, the gift that I have been given, it allows me also to come here each week, which is a gift of the Son. That's a lifetime togetherness. That's eternity for me. And could be for you. Or you can keep believing what you believe in, and I'm still going to love you the same. But that's the greatest gift. So, that's my lot right now, as I wait on my other lot. And that's where my love is coming from. So, with that being said, I'm going to give you a preview next week, because my voice is starting to really go now. Like, I'm about to cut this thing shorter than usual. Next week episode is going to be controversial. And it's called A Battle of the Bees. It's capital B, capital E, apostrophe S. Then a subtitle, Bumble versus Hinge. Bumble meaning the high, Hinge meaning getting cuffed up, but in a whole different way. And I'm going to tell you what the bees mean. I'm not going to put it in my title next week. You're going to know if you listen. Booty, B-O-O-T-Y, versus beauty for the guys. And for the women, it's going to get real. Eggplants versus plants. And depending on what your sexual preference is, it can mean something totally different to you. But I'm covering it all next week. Because I'm going to give you all this information. And then if I don't go dig into that, and how you really get tripped up, because I've touched on it slightly, touched on different episodes, this is going to be episode I'm going to just dig in, just go. Like, God, use whatever way possible to bring clarity to you guys. So you don't get caught up while you're waiting on your lot, waiting on your ugly person to give you that type of love. So look forward to it to bring next week, and hope my voice will be back to 100%. Right now, we're probably at 60. So with that being said, I love you all for life. And look, this has been a challenging episode to do, but I did it. I finished. Like I said, if you're going to go through it, you might as well grow through it. I'm Miracles One. I'm out, and I'll see you guys next week. We'll be right back.